We'll do again the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Omid Beis around 12 lines from the bottom. Omar Reb Yanai, Yisoyzik Machlokes Reb Yanai and Reb Yochanan. Omar Reb Yanai Aliyas Goyel Mitrich Kalpi Makeves the Etzem Aliyah from the Kalpi, pulling the lat from the Kalpi from the back is Ma'akev. Hanocha Eina Makeves, but placing it down on the Sawyer, the Hanocha is not Ma'akev. We differentiate between the Aliyah Mitrich Kalpi, the Ma'isak Rol is Ma'akev, but the placing it down is not Ma'akev. Now, like I said, the Rambam says that Hagrola is Ma'akev, like we're saying now in Rabbi Yana, Hagrola is Ma'akev, and yet it's not an Avoida. Like we know, Shechita Lav Avoida. But yet, it has to be Dafka by a Kohen. How could it be? If it's not an Avoida, why does it have to be by a Kohen? Usually not an Avoida, a Zohar is kosher. So, the Achoyim explain is because over here there's another din in the Hagrola. Besides the din of Avoida, Mitzad Avoida, it's taken not an Avoida. But mitzad the din of being mevara the garolos, which one is Lashem and which one is Lazozel, for that you need a koyin. So much so, even if you have a sgan pitching in, it's still called that the beer was done through the koyin. Why? Because he's the one that's koyreshem, he's the one that puts in his first hand, and that itself will be a beer. But Rabbi Yana Shita is, Ali is ma'akev, Hanoch is not ma'akev. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Af Ali ain't a ma'keves. Ali is not ma'akev, so what is the kaveya? You need kaveya through the koyin, the posuk says so. According to him, the kaveya is the amira. He says, Lashem chatos. So, and like Rashi says over here, all you're lacking is chise mitzvah. Rashi, afali ena makeves, vim yikra koin shem chatos ala echaz v'shem azoz ala chaveya, hukva b'la agrola, she'ein hagrola makeves ala shechise mitzvah. It's a son mitzvah. The chatkilo is supposed to do the ma'is agrola, but it's not ma'akev. So we have machloikas over here, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yana Shita is, Aliyah goyim mitach kalpi is ma'akeves, Hanoch is not ma'akev. Rabbi Yechon says, even the Aliyah is not ma'akev, the mere fact that his Kodesh Shem is sufficient. Zog the Gemara, Ali b'di Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machloikas later on in Daf Samach, the machloikas Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemya. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, there's a machloikas Amaroim, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yana. Ali b'di Rabbi Yehuda that holds later on Daf Samach. Dvorah menasim big deloven b'chutz. Anything that's worn with big deloven, if it's bachutz, it's a ma'akev. For instance, the hagrola is not bifnim, it's bachutz. So anything that's dvorah menasim big deloven b'chutz, loy ma'akev, according to his shita, sukalam loy pligi loy ma'akev. Then it can't be a machloik is about the aliyah, the girl, if it's ma'akev or not. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, dvorah menasim b'chutz big deloven is a ma'akev. Keep pligi, this whole machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is not only by the Tan and Rabbi Yehuda, but rather keep pligi, Ali b'drem Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya's shita is, Bibalt, it says chuka, in parts achrimois. And that's referring to da avoidas pnim. It's also referring to everything in the parasha that's done in Yom Kippur, even if it's not done bifnim. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, it says that it's ma'akev, even if it's not necessarily bifnim. So now there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yana, to what extent? It says that even dvorim shaloi nasim b'fnim on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. Mandom ma'akev. So according to mandom that's ma'akev, meaning Rabbi Yana that says Aliyah's girl is ma'akev. Oskem nechemya. Very good. He coincides with Tanagim nechemya. However, umandom aloi ma'akev. The mandom that says, meaning Rabbi Yochanan that says even Aliyah is not ma'akev. So lechora alibidem nechemya. The Tana that says that it's ma'akev. So how are you going to understand this? So the Gemara mandom aloi ma'akev. He differentiates between what Nechem is referring to and what he's referring to, the girl. Hani mili avoida. Dafka by an avoida, like Rashi puts in over here, chetias gecholim, min mezbeach, or shitas par. Those type of avoidas that are not done bifnim are taka ma'akev. The Nechem is shitas. Even dvorim shalim asa bifnim is ma'akev. However, hagol alav avoidi. Hagol is not an avoida. Like we find the sheet of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, not Tana, like we had before in the Gemara, the sheet for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, that says that you can have the scan putting in his hand, not like the Tana of our Mishnah. Tana of our Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol puts in his right hand and his left hand. It's only not voided through him. But the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer clearly argues, he says that you can have a scan pitching in. So we see clearly it's not an avoida. That's what Rashi explains. So Mela, he's mechalik. Yes, Rabbi Nechemi says, Dvorim Anasin, even not Bifnim, is considered Arma'akiv. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yechon over here that says, I feel Aliyah ain't a ma'akeves? The Teretz is, that's only by avoidus, Rabbi Nechemya holds, that it's ma'akev even if it's not bifnim. But hagrola lav avoidi. That's one way of learning how you understand machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yanai, Aliyah b'di Rabbi Nechemya. Ika da'amri as follows. Aliyah b'di Rabbi Nechemya that says that even dvorim she'en anasa bifnim is ma'akev. There's no machlokes Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yechon would agree it's ma'akev. Alibid Nechemia. Keep league this whole machlokes of Baron Rabbi Yechanon is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Alibid Tana Rabbi Yehuda, later on Daf Samach, that says that Chuk is only in reference to Dvorim and Asim Ifnim. Aplikid Rabbi Yehuda. Mand Omaloy Ma'akva, since the Hagrol is not Ifnim, Yoske Rabbi Yehuda, that's very good. Umand Omaloy Ma'akva, if it's Ma'akav, meaning, according to Yanai, that says Aliyah's girl is Ma'akav, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Lechorid Dvorim, that's not Dvorim and Asim Ifnim. So why would it be Ma'akav? Mand Omaloy Ma'akva. Over here, it's different. Usually, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, the Tana is, that Chuk is not relevant to things that are not Nasa Bifnim. So Chuk means Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. So why would Hagrola be Ma'akev? Dali is Ma'akev. Shani Hocha, the Tana Beikho, Asher Ola Trei Zimna. It says twice Asher Ola. It says, Asher Ola. It says, V'ikiv Arnes Asoya Asher Ola Olav, Agoyer Elash, Uks, V'asoya Asher Ola. So it says twice Asher Ola. Why is it telling me Shina Kosv L'Akev? That to tell me, and Allah is Meduktik, the Halah, the Gemara is going to say soon. Dafka the Halah, not the Hanocha. Where does Yanai say it's Ma'akev? Only the Aliyah's girl, not the Hanocha on the Sawyer. So the, usually Taka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dvorim Shaloi Nazim Bifnim Anam Ma'akev, that's only where it's not Shina Allah Kosv L'Akev. Mashaken over here, it says Asher Allah, Asher Allah, Trei Zimna. So in Mela, the Halah is Taka Ma'akev, and that's Pshat in Shitas Reb. Yanai that Aliyah's girl mitach kalp is makeves because it says asha ola trei zimna. Now Tosis points out on the bottom over here what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do that says ola is not Aliyah is not ma'akev lechor it says ashtet asha ola. Zok Tosis mando maloy ma'akev is svidalei kevin lo ksiv tzivui. Asha ola is not telling me it's tzivui. You have to do so. It's just telling me occurrence what took place. So since it's not written with Teres Tzivui, Avrav the Tana Beikro, even though Shina Kosov, Loi Ma'akva Midi Davav Blila, just confirmed by Blila. The Tanami learned in the Mishnah Menachos Yitches, Im Loi Bola, if you don't do Blila, it's Kosher. I, Avrav the Kamazim, Iksib Blila, it says Blila, it's Shina Kosov, Teres is not with Teres Tzivui. Ela Kevin Loi Ksib Losh and Tzivui Loi Ma'akva. So that's very good according to the Manda Omer that says, that's not Ma'akva. According to the Mandomer, it's Ma'akev L'chori, it's not B'losh and Tzivui. U'l'mandomer Ma'akev L'idomi L'blila. By Blila, it's Takana Ma'akev. The shiny Och over here, even though it's Abatar Tzivui, but L'maisa, Chukah, there's an additional Pesuk of Chukah that says Ma'akev, which is written for Pnim. So we extend it. Shiny Och, Da'ani Chukah K'tzas, it helps a little. Kevin im Chukah Gamrinan Likuvah L'sham Mili. So where did we learn for Sham Mili Shabbat Gamrinan Namim Minola Gola, Kevin Atona Bikor Koldu, you have a Chukah. And you have a Shina Kosov La'akev, even up at Teret Tzivui, that's on the Manda Omer that said in the B'yechanan, in B'yane, that says Aliyah's girl is Ma'akev. Zok Demo Meisvei. So we have over here this clear machloikas and the two Ikad Amris. Either it's Alibed Rabbi Yehuda, or it's Alibed Rabbi Nechemia, and we explain the machloikas Alibed Rabbi Nechemia, because it's Asha Osha, Ola Asha Ola, and that's why it's Ma'akev. Fact Demo now with Kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai Shita was that Aliyah is Ma'akev. Meisvei mitzvah lahagil. It says mitzvah. Mitzvah is not ma'akev. Said clearly in the brayser. V'im loy higil kosher. So it says black and white that it's not ma'akev. So tshver and Rabbi Yanai. So bishle melach lishad amat alibid rabbi du kulam loy pligid loy ma'akev. Bishle mekong to the sheet that we said alibid rabbi yudit zanam achloikas. So Hamani Rabbi Yudit is according to Rabbi Yudit this brayser. And it's going to be sheet to Rabbi Yudit. And that's why it's only mitzvah and it's not ma'akev. Elo. But according to the second lishna. Lahach lishad amrit. Pligi daf mem. That we said according to the list that we said that pligi, meaning that alibid Rabbi Yehuda pligi. So bishlam lemandom aloy ma'akva. So lemandom aloy ma'akva. So then it's very good. Itaka says mitzvah lahagavim lohigol kosher. Homani Rabbi Yehuda el lemandom ma'akev. But according to the mandom that says that it's ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yanai. So homani, who is this like? Zog Rashi, El Alachlis, the Amrit Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Pligi, the Omer Rabbi Yanai Ma'akva, the Koshkan Mechemia, the Mechemia clearly says that it's Ma'akav, there's a Tana that holds as Ma'akav. So, Homani, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Rabbi Mechemia, who's this like? It says clearly in this Brice, according to this Lishna, it says Mitzvah Lagvim Loi Yigal Kosher. It doesn't coincide, according to the Lishna, that the Machlok is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yanai says Ma'akav, what's that? Who's this like? And it's Koshkan, according to Mechemia Shita, it's not Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Mechemia. Who is it like that says mitzvah lahagavim lo higul kosher according to this second lesson that we learned according to Rabbi Yanai? Zok the Gemara we amend the brisa. Tani mitzvah lahaniach, not mitzvah lahagril. Lo oilom lahagril, you wouldn't say him higul kosher. Hagrol ataka is ma'akev according to this lishna. mitzvah laniach, the hanocha part is takana. It says higril, but it means hanocha. Why does it say higril? So Tosfos says over here in the second of Maskil, horitoni mitzvah laniach, ena magia b'raisa, not changing the b'raisa. Eli perushka mefarish, my lo higril, lo yiniach agorul. Higril means I didn't do the second part of the agrola, which is placing it down. And that is takana ma'akiv. And that takim lo higril is kosher if you're not maniach. Zokti Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you again a kasha on this shita that says that it's ma'akiv. It says mitzvah lahagil vila hisvadois. It's a mitzvah to be magril and to be misvada. To do both, the vidui and the agrola. Lo higil vila hisvada. If you didn't do the agrola or you did not do the ma'isa vidui, it's kosher. Now, it says clearly over here that it's kosher. The vidui you take place on the Sora Mishtaleach. It says visvada olav. If you're not magril or you're not misvada, it's kosher. Now v'chiteima, you're going to tell me. So it says clearly that it's kosher without agrola. What's pshat in the mandomer? It says that it's ma'akiv. V'chiteima chenami laniach over here lahagril means again laniach, and that's why it's good, and that's why it's kosher. Eima sefer. It says clearly in the sefer not like that. Why? We deduce from the sefer that higril means higril, not laniach. Reb Shimon oima loy higril kosher. Reb Shimon says, if you're not magril, it's kosher. That, like we just said a second ago. Lo yisvada, posel. Vidu is ma'akev. If you're not misvada, then it's tak a posel. So the Gemara now deduces. My lo higril. What does lo higril mean? Ilema lo hiniach. If lo higril means lo hiniach, it means the placing, the end of the hagrola, meaning the placing. So if on that Reb Shimon is saying lo higril is kosher, is mashma yikmi medayik, only if you were maniach, it's kosher. But if you were in magril, Reb Shimon would say it's posel. Zokma Michal Reb Shimon Sovar Hagolam Akva, only Loiniach. Lohigrum is Loiniach. Loiniach is kosher. But if you Lohigrum, it would have been possible. That means Reb Shimon Shita is Hagrola is Ma'akiv. Well, the prayer of Shabrasi, Reb Shimon Shita is Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. Votanya, Mace Echoman, if one of the goats died, so you don't do another Hagrola, all you do is bring a partner for the one that died. Maybe Chavera Shalai Bagrola. So we see clearly that you don't have to have Hagrola. Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. You mekayim the agrola with agrola rishon upon him, but we see it's amakiv. There's no agrola on the second one, so it can't be that loyhigro means loyhiniach. It's kosher because then it would mashma that hagrola is ma'akiv, because loyhigro real agrola it would be no good. But Reb Shimon Shita is that it's good without agrola, so it must be loyhigro means loyhigro mamish. So we see clearly loyhigro is kosher. So it's vaytishver. It says loyhigro loyisvada is kosher, and on that Reb Shimon says. Lohigil kosher loyzvada is posel. The machlokes in isvada, but the point is lohigil means the igrol mamish. It can't mean loyiniach, because otherwise Shvan Shitz Reb Shimon they would mashma that without agrola it's posel. Reb Shimon Shita is you bring another. Sorry if one of them died. So we see clearly agrola is not ma'akev. Can't be that pshat in loyigil. So it is a shver. What's pshat on our shita that says that it's ma'akev? Zokti gemoga. Maybe chavesh lo b'agrola divik Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon answered the gemoga. Reb Shimon lo yoda ma'kami rabbonon. Reb Shimon in his statement is mesupik. What is the kavanah of the rabbonon? V'chi komelu. I agrola hagrola mamish. If what you said that lo higrul is kosher means the real agrola, the real makori agrola, so pligna alech bechado. Meaning, then I argue you on the din of lo higrul kosher. Why? Because if you're telling me, on the vidri, right. If you're telling me that lo higrol means the real agrola, it's kosher, I agree to that part. Reb Shimon Shita is clearly, maybe par acher without agrola. I agree lo higrol kosher. But then I argue on the hisvadis part. You say lo hisvadis kosher, I say lo hisvadis posel. You need a ma'isa vidui. So pigrob chadol. I agrola dekamiz ananocha. If your lo higrol kosher means lo yiniach, and that's what's kosher, is mashma that lo higrol would have been posel. Then I argue on two things. Then I argue on the agrola too, because I hold lo higrol is kosher. Varai, if one of the soyim died, you just bring another one without agrola. So I agrol the agrola the kam with haynu anocha. Pling na lecha betarti. Sai on the hisvada part, you say it's kosher. I say it's posel. And sai on the you're saying that lo higrol means lo niach is kosher, but lo higrol real higrol is posel. I argue on that too. I hold lo higrol is kosher. You don't need agrola varai. Maybe sorry, and you're good to go. You don't have to have agrola. Now this etzem din that we're saying that lo yisvada is kosher. That means it's kosher. The korban is kosher, but avada there's no kapora. You can't have a kapora without a vidui. Kosher just means that the korban is kosher. That means you don't have to bring another korban in its place. That means in the korbanos of Yom Kippurim, they're coming be'etzim for Chovis Hayoim. So it's kosher. You don't have to bring another carbon. They're not coming to kapora. It happens to be the Chovis Hayoim is also a mechaper. So in Mela, you don't have a kapora without a vidui. But it's kosher just means that you don't, as Ezek the Mikdash David, you don't have to bring another carbon. That means the carbon is the Chovis Hayoim, that you're a yoitza. Is the Chovis Hayoim a mechaper? Absolutely. Do you have a kapora? Absolutely not. There's no thing as a kapora without a vidui. So all it means is kosher is that you don't have to bring another carbon in its place. Zokma Toshma again attempt to bring a kasha. Say that again, the what? Oh, so the Dibur of the Kohen. The Kohen saying Lashem when he takes it and he says Lashem, so then it's gonna be that is that
point and says Lashem.
That is yeah, the Dibur itself. Rashi said that earlier. It's not the Kaddish until he says it. He needs a Ma'aseh Dibur. Correct.
When
the Chulin. The behemoth had a potential to become either Lazazel or Lachatz Lashem. The behemoth. You're being Makdish in the Kaddish. Yes.
By
Hagrol,
the Hekdish is happening without a Dibur? Both Chulin and
the Hagrol. Either the Hagrol is shaffing it or the Dibur is shaffing it. Kedusha is geshafen durch the Dibur durch the Hagrola. I mean, that's the... Right, but the question is the Hagrola already shafing it, or is the Dibur shafing it? The Pasuk says so. The Pasuk says that he's shafing the Chatos, and he's shafing the Lashem.
The question is if the Hagrola is being buried the Kedusha, or the Hagrola is making the Kedusha. Are they both Niskadish in a general Kedusha? They both could potentially be the Lazazel or Lashem, and that girl is being bayer each one to its place? Or that girl is being Mechel, the Gufa Kedusha?
Is it a beer of which one is Lashem and which one is Chatos? Or is it Shadish Shafing Hashem Kedusha? Pasha says it's a beer, because we're saying the whole time the coin is the Mimavar. The coin has to be Mavarit. So let's say it's a beer. So that means it's not regular chulin. It's two behemoths, but we don't know which one it is yet. Two behemoths have potential to be either Lashem or Lazazel, and the beer of which one is what is either the dibur or either the ma'aseh hagrola. Zokma toshma, another kasha. Par ma'akav is asoyer. Oh, this is a very important din l'gnei the whole seder hayoyim. There's a seder that takes place. Maybe see. Let's see the Rashi in Dibur Maskel. Par ma'akav is asoyer. If you mark them one of the avoiders of the soyer that takes place later, it's the seder is par and then soyer. In all the things that take place, par goes before soyer. If you mark this, the soyer that is later before the par, but also according to the par, the par that's supposed to be earlier, ma'akvo upoislo, it passes the soyer. The ain oil loin, you have to do the soyer again. And now Rashi explains over here in the first white line, the Seder of the Avoidus. The Seder of the Avoidus and Kachi. And this is very important for the whole sugya. The Seder of the Avoidus and Kachi, the Pasha. B'tchila misvada la par vidirishon. The first thing you do, that's the first mission we had, he goes to his par, the Pogoy, and his misvada. B'tchila misvada vidirishon the par. V'achach magil ala soyer. Then we do Avoidus asoyer. What's the Avoidus asoyer? The Gagrola. V'achach misvada la par vidusheni. Then you do the second video on the par, back to his par, and you shecht it. Then you go lefnim with the k'toris. V'noise k'toris ala eish. V'noise midam apar ala kapoiris. So now we're back to the par that you shechted. You place it on the kapoiris. V'achakach, kapoiris is ben abadim. That's the fnim lefnim. V'achach shoyched es asoyer. Then you shecht the soyer, because we said soyer is always after par. V'noise men ala kapoiris. And you likewise place on the kapoiris ben abadim. V'achach noise midam apar ala poroiches. Then you place the dam apar on the Peroiches. Peroiches is by the Hegel, which is not Lefnai V'Lefnim, Pashtus. Ve'achach midam hasoyer, and then do the dam hasoyer on that same Peroiches. Ve'achach, you mix together the par and the soyer, ma'arev domim v'nois mal mizbech ha'pnimi, and that goes mizbech ha'pnimi, which is for sure not Lefnai V'Lefnim. Peroiches is the border, akoponim. But mizbech is for sure not Lefnai V'Lefnim. So now the Gemara says as follows. Tosh ma par ma'akev is hasoyer. That means, if you makdim the soyer before the par, which is not supposed to be done. So then it's ma'akev the soyer, and you have to do the soyer again. However, the soyer ain't a ma'akev as a par. But if you're makdim the par, which is supposed to be before the soyer, it's not ma'akev the par, and you don't have to do the par again. Sorry, ain't a makbiz a par. If you macked in the par before the soyer, we don't know which par yet. The Gemara is going to explain this now. If you macked, there's a process of one part of the par. There's many things we did the par, which is described in Rashi. The three things you do is the par. There's a shechita, there's in the Ben Abadim, there's al parochas. But if you macked them, something that's par, it's supposed to be after a part of the soyer, it's a ma'ak of the par. Where is this all referring to? B'matonesh shebefnim. It's only referring to matonesh shebefnim, the fly b'lefnim, which is Ben Abadim. So now the Gemara says, "Bishleim a par ma'akav as a soyer." I understand the par is ma'akav the soyer. That means that you did a soyer before the par. You have to do the soyer again. That means the actama le soyer mikame par. That means you take the soyer's dam and you put it ben abadim before you do the sprinkling of the par out of order. Le'ovet ve'le'klum. You have to do the soyer again. Ella soyer ain't ma'akav as a par. Soyer is not ma'akav the par. That means if you did the avoid of a par, certain part of it before the soyer, it's not ma'akav the par, and you're good to go. Mind you, what's it referring to? So ilemi di akte maton is the par behechel. If it means that you did that maton of the par on the hechel, which means on the peroiches, not ben abadim. Mikami matonis the soyer befnim before the matonis of the soyer which go ben abadim lifnai velifnim, and that's out of order. What's out of sync is that you did the par's matona on the peroiches on the hechel before the soyer's matona ben abadim on befnim. That can't be that it's a ma'akev, that par before the soyer doesn't hinder the par and you're good to go. No. Chukka ksibu. We know it says chukka by the fly of the flame. So it can't be that avoid is a par on the sprinkling on the heichel could be done before the ben abadim of the soyer. Chukka. El alav, it means the akte matonis the par. What did you do by the par? You marked him in the matonis of the par. Bifnim. Meaning bifnim, lefnai v'lefnim. Mikame hagrola. Oh, we had a hagrola. Hagrola is avodah sasor. That means we did the avodah of the par, which means the matona bifnai v'lefnim. Before the hagrola of the soyer, it's a ma'akev. You don't have to do the par again. Because we said that the hagrola takes place. Say the avodos in the first word line in Rashi. B'tchila mitzvada lapar v'idu gishun v'achach magril. So the soyer's hagrola is supposed to be before the sprinkling of the and the shechita of the par that goes to fly v'lefnim. Let's say you switch the order. You first did the shechita and the sprinkling of the par of fly v'lefnim before the hagrola. You don't have to do the par again. Mikame hagrola. Now we medayik as following. This is the whole kasha. Umidesidra loy ma'akev. Since we're saying the seder is not ma'akev when it comes to the hagrola. So ikra hagrola nami loy ma'akva. So tver and Reb Yanai that said that Aliyah is going to copy his Ma'akeves, and we explained before the two listeners, here we see clearly that if the Seid of the Agrol is Ma'akev, so the Ikka Agrol is Ma'akev either. So it doesn't, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yanai? The Seid of the Agrol, it can't be Ma'akev. If the Seid is Ma'akev, the Ikka is Ma'akev either. The Gemara is going to be Mechalek soon, that Mechatesa. Let the Seder not be Ma'akev, but the Ikka Agrol is Ma'akev. But right now the Gemara is assuming, they totally Zebezeh, if the Seder is Ma'akev, and you can do the avodas apar b'fnim before the agrola. So then the ikar agrola is am akav and shver nebianai. Zok the gemara loy. The akdim matonois the par b'mizbeach. We're changing it. We're not going on agrolas. You mak them the matonos of the par mizbeach. Remember in the Rashi says that afterwards you go you ma'ariv and you take the par and you put it on mizbeach apnimi. The akdim matonos the par b'mizbeach mikame matonos the soyer beichel. Before you do the matan of the soyer in the hechel, which is on the peroiches, and you mark them the par and the mizbeach before the soyer in the hechel, which is supposed to be earlier, over there it's amakev. The Reb Yehudi, the Omar, dvorim anasim bebig delom and bechutz loy ma'akva, because vibalt is not written chuka on the things that are the Reb Yudashita and Daf Samach. Things that are not written chuka, things that are not bifnim, is amakev. So memela you can be mark them the par on the mizbeach before the matonah to the soyer and the hegel, and since it's not called chukah on hegel because peroiches is not called bifnim pashas, only lefnai v'lefnim the ben abadim is called bifnim. So that's what we're referring to. That's amakev, and you don't have to do the par again, even though you did the par on the mizbeach before the soyer in the hegel on the peroiches. How could this be the pshat in the brisa? Because it says b'matonah shebifnim. This whole ain't a ma'akev or ma'akev, meaning that par ma'akev is a soyer, v'soyer and ma'akev is a par. It said in the brisa b'matonah shebifnim. Well, this is not matonah shebifnim. This the mizbeach is shown on matonah shebifnim. V'ob matonah shebifnim katoni. Zok d'morah elohamani Reb Shimni the Omar hagrola loy ma'akev. Meaning it's not shver and Reb Yanai. Because Reb Yanai holds like a Yehuda. This shit's Reb Shimon, like we wrote before. Reb Shimon's shita is, Hagrol is Namakav. Meaning, Le'olam, we're going back to what we said before. That you mak them, the matonas of the par b'fnim, before the Maisa Hagrol of the soyer. We asked the kasha, but the siddur lo me'akav hagrol la'amin lo me'akav ik hagrol zama'akav. This is according to Reb Shimon. It says hagrol is zama'akav, so it's not shver. V'iboy semi yoteretz lo'oy lo me'gab Yehuda and hagrol is taka ma'akav. V'nei de besiddur lo me'akav. Even though by the seder it's zama'akav because it doesn't say chukah le'gab the seder, but hagrol me'akav. Why is hagrol me'akav? Because shino ba'akosav la'akav. Because it says asha'ola, asha'ola. So that's why we're mechalik between the seder is takin na'ma'akav, but the hagrola is lo'olam ma'akav, and that will be the difference. We'll stop over here.